You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Worst time for a lingering cough.
Not worse than a lingering cough or a head cold.
So what would you say is worst right now? Lingering cough, you think?
I'm just talking about just because when people see you cough, they think you have COVID. That's really what I was doing there.
Right.
It's funny now. It's not funny, but my dad in public now, he has his cough in it just because he has asthma and like nasal drip. So it has nothing to do with corona, but he gets these coughing fits and he gets so insecure when he's out in public. You see him just like shrink up and he's trying to like stifle it. He's like... Like, I shouldn't be laughing, but it's funny to watch him. It's just funny to watch his demeanor shrink. And he's like, I just want no one to see me right now.
Has your view of your father changed now as a result of the show? Do you like constantly view him as content?
Yes. But I've always kind of done that.
Like my whole life. Your own personal content, right?
Me and my brother have been making fun of my dad the way he's made fun of on air since forever. So second nature.
Like, we've been doing that forever.
Yeah. It's just you guys just get to see it now.
But Chris, that last show he did, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, he's just getting old, so it's just his self-awareness is lessening.
His caring about his self-awareness is lessening.
Right.
He also, his caring about anything is lessening.
He got stuck with bad internet, to be fair to him.
I'm just waiting around to feel sick is essentially what's happening.
Did you do preemptive Tylenol?
I didn't take preemptive Tylenol. Was I supposed to?
Yeah, you should have. Preemptive Tylenol before a second shot, yeah.
And should have ate too. You gotta eat.
I would definitely do Tylenol now if you can.
I didn't eat before my first one, and I felt.
I had a bagel this morning before. Are you telling me I should take Tylenol now?
Yeah.
Okay. Be right back.
extra strength Tylenol. Yeah,
you can literally tell me to take anything right now to prevent what I'm going to be feeling in 8 hours, and I would take it. So like.
Yeah. No, I've just heard before second shot you do preemptive Tylenol. My mom did it and she was like brilliant. Like literally
is that bill work? Like does that have to be Tylenol?
Whatever. Yeah, it's fine. My mom literally had zero symptoms and did preemptive Tylenol, so
I would take that Tylenol with Pedialyte and Gatorade.
What'd she get?
To be sure.
Second shot of Pfizer.
Jesus Christ, Roy.
Pfizer, yeah. Pfizer
got it. My wife, I drank 10 Gatorades yesterday. All right, 10? I'm gonna get Tylenol, Gatorade, and Pedialyte.
He probably drank 2 Gatorades, right?
One, maybe. It's really well done.
Excellent, Bill. I am so glad I pressed you. look what happened.
Sugats, you excited for opening day?
Yeah. I mean, who's not excited for opening day? Well, baseball starts today.
Not for you, because the Mets Nationals game just got postponed due to COVID.
Ooh.
Oh, that's too
signed
bad.
Up. And we're back. Fantasy team.
Yeah. It's 160
got
more.
Got a bench Juan Soto.
Oh, who'd you have?
I've got Juan Soto.
God, what a heady play by Lindor. He just makes a mess for a couple days and gets his family an extra $16 million.
He made up some ridiculous, unnecessary deadline also, like needs to be done before opening day. Or what? Or what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Nothing. You're going to play. Nothing's going to happen.
God, if you're him, though, what do you do with that extra $15 million? It's like, I have an extra $15 million here, $16
million. You think he's still there in 10 years? I don't.
No, he's not there.
No chance.
Might not be there in 5 years.
There's no point in getting excited about these deals. They never stay on the same team.
That's why. I mean, I tried to get excited. It's just like, right. I don't know if he'll be there.
Isn't Pujols going to serve out the duration of that deal?
Yeah.
Is he the only one?
He's like 100 years old. He can't.
Yeah, but no one was going to take that deal. Someone would take the Lindor deal.
Like, they either move on or they become terrible and old. Like, there's no way you're getting 10 years of.
I think for the first time in years, Miguel Cabrera was not drafted in my fantasy league.
I don't think he was in mine either.
I'm the king of taking Miguel Cabrera in like the ninth round.
I almost did, like, but they changed the time in the draft.
Chris.
Yeah. I love a name. I don't care about all these young whippersnappers. Just give me like a couple years ago, I was still drafting like David Wright. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's why I'm always last.
Love a name.
Not better than a good name.
It's what I used to do until I got Inferno. And now he drafts guys I've never even heard of.
Like, you take your young you can take your young prospect. I'm going to take Adam Freeze.
I got to endorse to that second round.
Nice.
I don't know if it's nice or not. We'll see. I feel like this is the bust year.
I have these guys. I don't know who they are. I have Framil Reyes. I have Nick Senzel. I have...
See, Inferno does this thing where he drafts young dudes that you've never heard
he
of.
He wins, Chris.
Yes. I'm telling you. Get yourself an Adam Freeze, man. I'm telling you. He'll pay off.
second to last round, you know who I took a flyer on? Joey Votto.
Joey Votto.
That's
Votts.
Perfect. That's how you play the game, Billy.
Said, you know what? Joey Votto might be the year. See if he has a comeback. And he was on my bench, but I said, you know what? Joey Votto, I feel like opening day is going to be his day this year.
But Chris is right about Cabrera. Both of you are right, because you take Miguel Cabrera. He's going to have one more year where he has 45 homers and 120 RBIs.
He's got one more.
Keep drafting him, Billy, because eventually he's going
to
do it.
Okay? He's just hanging on to get the 3,000 hits right now.
Jesse Jackson?
But you know, I don't think he had 10 homers last year.
I mean, well, last year.
Right.
45 home runs.
I think he's still going to do it.
No.
Bill, I don't think he's ever hit 45.
I think he did, didn't he? Let's see.
I don't know. I'm going to check.
He had like he had the triple crown year. I don't think he had 45 home. Well, let's see.
Baseball's back, guys. Just this conversation makes me happy.
44.
He's never had a 45.
But he's got one more of them in him.
He's got one. He's got one more 45 home run season in him.
He led the league in home runs with 44. Jeez.
Yep. But when you take him, you're saying, I'll take 28 homers, 120 RBIs, and a .315 average, right? You're hoping you get that.
I mean, if he could, I'm hoping to get close to 300. He hasn't hit 300 since 2016.
Jesus.
Well, he had 299 in 2018. That's close enough.
I'm looking at Dustin Johnson's Masters Club dinner, Roy.
What's he got?
Wow. I mean, he's a steak and potatoes guy, so he went steak and potatoes, you know?
Yeah, that's a good move. It's a good move.
Dustin Johnson as a steak and potatoes guy?
Seriously?
I do, yeah.
He's like one of the more frou-frou dudes on the tour.
Filet mignon, miso marinated sea bass is your other option. Does that work, Mike?
Filet and some au gratin.
He's
got pigs in a blanket appetizer.
Oh, maybe he is steak and potatoes. That's a cool tradition that they have, the champions dinner. I like that a lot.
Little peach cobbler and apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
That's a good deal.
Pimento cheese sandwiches.
That's a good meal.
All the food there is actually like really cheap, right? Because the tickets are thousands, but they do you the courtesy of having the food be like $2.
Correct.
You excited about that next week? I mean, how can you not be? But they're allowing some people there now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully Bryson can show up.
No, Tiger does just take a little something out of it.
A little bit. But I'm just so all in on Bryson. He was so terrible a couple of months ago at that course.
It's a tough course for him. I mean, I know distance does help at
that's a big bopper course, right?
Yeah, but you got to be straight, Mike.
Yeah. It's very narrow though.
Narrow, that's the
problem. He was getting, but you see, there was like all that. He was giving weird interviews. It kind of felt like he was battling COVID, but not really. He was partnered up with, who was that 6-year-old he was partnered up with that was out driving him? It was ridiculous. It wasn't the Bryson that we know.
No, totally different Bryson, Mike. That was Bryson still hitting drivers like 240.
No, he was a big guy back then. This was just a couple of months ago. The 2020 one happened in November or September, right? He just wasn't himself. He said as much. He was like,
I thought you were going back a couple of years.
No, he was admitting that he was foggy and people were suspecting COVID. He got COVID tested a bunch because he wasn't feeling right. Maybe he was just making excuses for himself, but that was one of the, well, number one, Dustin Johnson was just phenomenal. There was just no catching him. So it was just a very boring tournament. But by like day two, I couldn't find Bryson on television anywhere because he was just so out of it. That's the worst. When you have a guy and you have no reason to watch, just be in it on the last day.
Yeah, but what you're rooting for is just a good last day. That's it, right? I don't really have a guy in golf outside of, like, you know, with Phil and Tiger. I don't really have a guy.
You're a lefty guy. Oh, Tigers.
Yeah, Phil and Tiger.
So what are you're not going to find a new guy? The days of having a guy are gone?
No, I like the new guy for me. I like Bryson. I like Spieth, but he's kind of tailed off.
Yeah. If I could say, like, my second guy is Ricky Fowler, and he's totally fallen off.
Yeah, but Fowler's totally fallen off. Worse than Spieth.
Fleetwood. I like Fleetwood.
Fleetwood's good. Fleetwood's a good value.
I like the characters. Bryson is a controversial one, though. Bryson has his fans, but a lot of people hate Bryson.
Mike, he would be a good bet. I don't know where the odds are, but...
I bet Bryson to win every golf tournament. I take him to win every golf tournament. You saw what we get this week, right? The Valero.
Oh, the Valero Open.
The Valero.
Did they play it last year? I forget.
No, we desperately wanted. Just give me the Valero. Right. I think it was a poll question.
We'll take just anything. Give us the Valero. Hold on, I want to see the odds here.
I'm so pissed.
Oh, John Rahm is someone I like to.
The NFL added the 17th game, and you know where my mind went? Not to who are the Browns playing, anywhere like that. Can we finally get rid of this Waste Management Open conflict that's always on Super Bowl weekend? So when I saw them announce the 17th game, I'm like, yes, this is amazing. I can finally make it to Phoenix for the Waste Management Open. But I go to the website this morning. Same date, still the conflict. Same weekend as the Super Bowl. Why do they do this? Let people go to that. Have it be the week in between. It could be that. We were talking about the players being the fifth major. Make the Waste Management Open the fifth major. There's nothing else like it in golf.
I'm good
nothing
with that.
Else.
But I'd like, it's a beautiful course. Like that island. I would like that island green to be like, to be part of a major, because it's so nerve-wracking.
But doesn't it have like the biggest prize pool anyways? So kind of what makes it a major other than just someone saying this is a major now?
That's a good question. Take Webb Simpson 35-1.
Last time I followed you down this, it was Jordan Spieth, and he still hasn't come out of it.
I'm telling you, Webb Simpson's had a good season. He's playing well. He's won a few tournaments. He's won a U.S. Open, so he's won a major. Webb Simpson 35-1, Mike. That's my pick.
Why do golfers get worse? It doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense with Lefty. He's older. But what's happening with Spieth and Fowler and even Rory to a degree, Rory's certainly the best among that three right now, is it doesn't make any sense. They're falling off when they should be entering their prime. Now it's kind of like soccer. You want to get a guy that's like 21, 22.
Like Spieth could then be back next year, though. It's just a weird sport where you come in and out of it.
Right. It is. No, Chris is right. It's weird like that. Where Spieth could be bad for a year or two. Fowler could be bad for a year or two. David Duvall was the number one golfer in the world and then was terrible and never bounced back. But you can come back.
Who are the guys that bounced back? Tiger bounced back. Who are the other examples of guys that have bounced back, though?
There's guys that you don't even think of that have...
Like Adam Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's a good
example. That's not a bad example.
You know what? Dustin Johnson also kind of bounced back.
Like Louis Oosthuizen had a stretch for 2 years where he was like the best golfer, like one of the best golfers in the world. And
Sergio flirted with being back. Is maybe, I think because he's in contention, he hit an ace last week. Is Sergio back?
But I'll give you a perfect one. Like Lee Westwood has always been good, then went away for a couple of years. And then this past season, he has been in all the tournaments. He hasn't won anything, but he has been, you know, final round leader going into the final round. And so, like, it's just a weird game, man. It was like Graham McDowell. Remember that, Chris? Graham McDowell was like the best golfer in the he was like golfer of the year for a year. And then Graham McDowell kind of fell off. I'm trying to think of the other guy.
Who's the European
majors
golfer? His last name starts with an S. I'm
Shoffley?
He had a 2 years ago. No. That Xander Shoffley, that's another young guy.
He's good. Yeah.
I don't think he's from Europe though.
I'm trying to think of the
I'm amazed how young golfers are now. When I was a little kid, everybody was 42. Just everyone was 42 years old. Everyone looked like Colin Montgomery. And now I'm seeing their ages and they're just out of high school. What's going on?
Henrik Stenson.
Oh, yeah, Stenson.
Like he had a stretch where it's like he's winning every tournament.
Well, no, he won the Open Championship, or he won the U.S. Open, I think, over Phil in that classic fourth round. Mike, do you think Colin Montgomery looks a day older than he did when you first saw Colin Montgomery?
Colin Montgomery found the secret to aging. Looks 60 for 40 years.